Hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Donna.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello. Hello. I'm so glad you're here with us tonight. We have a blast. I'm going to mute you now, and then we will start our Okay, you will be able to unmute yourselves by hitting *6 when the time comes or when you're invited or when you have a question. So we will get started right away. I believe that Dwyn is going to be the host tonight. And so, Dwyn, if you're there, go ahead and hit *6 and we'll let you begin.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. Tonight we have a wonderful class with Elmoria, who speaks through David Christopher Lewis, the founder and spiritual teacher of our Heart Center movement. Elmoria comes to help us at a time when we are challenged by the upcoming election. He tells us, overshining the recent debates and of illuminating that which is God's will as we get closer to the national election. At the end of the class, in about 75 minutes, you are invited to stay with us to find out what is happening in our community and how you can benefit, plus ask any questions or share any insights and experiences you have had. And then give us any prayer requests or join us in prayer. I'd like to give our mission and our vision statements. Our mission is, within our Heart Center community, we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self and share the Ascended Master's teachings and our love wisdom throughout the earth. Our vision, we live in sustainable golden crystal age communities in joy and in harmony with Mother Nature. Using solar sciences of the spirit, we radiate light and we live and love as one. And I'd like to give with you our prayer, which we sent you. It's Jesus' Great Commandment Prayer. 30.000 in your prayer book. Together, I am loving the Lord my God with all my heart and with all my soul and with all my mind and with all my strength. And I'm loving my neighbor as I love myself. Thank you, Father, Mother, God, for your light, your love that overflows as we emanate it out to the whole world, going forth in great victory to our brothers and sisters. And thank you, Elmoria, for your heavenly presence and inspiration as we study your words tonight. And thank you, Archangel Michael, for your presence and protection of our HeartShare teleclass now. We will now sing together the song we sent you. It is song 10.023, Elmoria's Great Central Sun Meditation, in the songbook, if you have one. This is our meditation and visualization for tonight's class. Visualize great blue angels of light surrounding the light bearers and everyone attending our class as you sing with us. Thank you. Donna?
Actually, I think I made an error. It should be 20.023, which I discovered when I was getting it ready.
Oh,
if you have a songbook, it's 20.023. If you don't have a songbook, a copy of any of the things that we say together, just meditate on it. And some of it is so easy that I think you will be able to figure it out anyway. This is pretty easy, and it's a wonderful meditative song. Here we go. Okay. Now what we're going to do is begin our class. I'm going to turn it over briefly in a few minutes to Donna Dreegan, who will introduce El Morya, and especially she's going to tell you about Thomas Becket and Thomas More. But first of all, let me get into our class here. And let's see, here we go. All right, this is a very exciting class because El Morya is obviously very aware of what we're going through with this election. I don't know if any of you have had election anxieties, but I find myself having it from time to time if I'm not careful. Balance is the key here, and he tells us how to deal with stuff like this. He tells us how he was even there during the debates. So I'm going to let you listen to him now. Here we go.
Sons and daughters of God, initiates of the sacred fire, devotees of the will of God, I, El Morya, come on this day to infuse my presence in New York at Hofstra University for the debate this evening, which will be seminal, dearest ones, in deciding the next president of these United States of America. My presence there and with you is an answer to your calls, your prayers, both to me and the beloved Godfrey. I choose to be there to overshine all that transpires, to illumine that which is God's will. For none can hide from the truth when that will of God is present, to illumine the world with its radiant sphere of beingness. And the truth must be known for people to make right choices, both for themselves and for this nation. The destiny of a nation depends upon the choices of every man, woman, and child of that nation. Therefore, what you see out picturing within this country is a result of the free will experiences of each individual that comprise this great sphere of beingness. If you would have a better nation, a better destiny, then choose each day, both citizens of this nation, to fulfill something of the will of God in your lives. If you would choose a better economy, a better government, a better socio-economic order, if you would choose a better police force that responds to the people, then choose first within yourself to fulfill your divine destiny by being true to your purpose, being fit and able to cognize that truth first through subservience to the will of God, which is of the highest order. Yes, dearest ones, if you put your human will first, and what you see as a result manifesting in your world of limitation and all manner of darkness is what you get. Yet if you choose God's will and the highest order and the highest purpose, and you put that first in your life, then you will see the divine results through intercession, mercy, grace, and the holiness that emerges from that will.
Right. What I would like to start out with from these first paragraphs is a little insert from Dr. Modi's book. Dr. Modi was a psychiatrist, is a psychiatrist. He wrote a book called Memories of God and Creation. And in this book, she tells of patients under hypnosis who were able to tell her how they were created and what their souls were directed to do by God. And here is what one client told her, and many other clients told her similar stories. She said, "After the creation of my soul, I first felt anxious and confused, but overall I am excited, happy, joyful, and adventurous. God says to me, pray to me and develop spiritually. You can draw the power of light through your connecting cord that enters through the top of your head and always stays connected in me. You can overcome any obstacles or barriers this way. You will learn special duties and assignments. You will become part of a group without barriers, ignoring any differences among you. Here in the light and in the universe, this group will be your functional group, such as family and friends you come in contact with on Earth, and they will be part of your assignment on Earth in your job of growing spiritually and helping this planet. When you get it right, you will ascend and no longer have to come back to Earth, but rather will help Earth and your remaining group members from the etheric or heavenly realm." And, of course, the masters, including El Moria, they got it right, and they're helping us now. Now, regarding your divine destiny via subservience to God that he talks about here, first, we have to determine what natural interests and inclinations you grew up with. In Dr. Modi's book, God appoints some people to research, some to health issues, to decipher and help people with their health issues, some to creative arts and other creative things, some to inventions, some to serving others in multitudes of ways. And at this point in life, if you are in your 40s or above even, you might simply determine what God wants you to do from hour to hour, and this will lead you to further goals in life. You might think it's too late, but no, it's never too late. Listen for an immediate yes or no at first, and then as you develop your inner listening ear muscles, you will hear your higher self tell you other things, such as, you did good, or when you dwell on something negative about yourself and you have been used to talking to your higher self, she will say, or he will say, he and she will say, no, don't remember? Don't you remember what you did just an hour ago? And they will encourage you and remind you of what you did right. Just the other day, I said something to my daughter, and I wished I hadn't said it. And I was putting myself down and kind of blasting myself for saying such a stupid thing. And my higher self came to me and said, wait a minute, wait a minute. Remember that other thing you said to her. And remember what you did, said to somebody an hour ago that was helpful to them. And remember, you can talk to her soul right now, even if you can't talk to her because she's mad at you. And you can tell her soul that you love her. And it will change everything because we can always talk to the soul, even when we can't talk to the person. The soul is a spirit, but it lives in our friends and our family. So how do we put God's will first? Well, one way to do it is a practical way, that is before retiring or on arising, make a loose schedule that includes what you simply must do this day, allowing extra time for each thing. Ask God where to start, where to look, what to say, who to call first. For example, yesterday I had my day kind of all mapped out. And while I listened to and took part in the broadcast, because I was very busy, I did a set of stretching exercises, I did a circulatory exercise, I juiced 2 cups of celery juice, I took a shower and got dressed. In order to do those things, I also had to carry my speakerphone with me, which is loud and very efficient. In fact, I could even say my rosary prayers with the broadcast people while I was in the shower. Now, I can't do that with all the showers in my house, but I could with this one. I kind of schedule these early activities with whatever the broadcasters are saying and doing, so they may not always come in that order. Well, in the middle of the broadcast, I was startled to learn that David was planning to come on live tonight due to some miscommunication, I think, on my part. It took several hours to work this out, plus an employee came over to see me. So I crossed off a few things on my schedule that could wait to the next day and worked out a plan for tonight. I took some time to write a letter to Elmoria, John the Beloved, and several other masters and angels, and my personal guardian angel and my twin flame. And then I read the letter three times out loud because that's just what I always feel led to do. And then I burned the letter after reading it in my bathroom sink. I felt completely at peace at that point, and I was able to communicate with our team and even send them a Plan B program in case we changed our original plan. So it worked out, despite the fact that I probably sounded and seemed a little bit out of balance, which I was for a short time. I was even able to take my dog for a walk that day at the end of the day and pray some more as I jumped on the trampoline and called to the archangels. And now we'll continue for a little bit, and then I'm calling on Donna Tregan.
Many of you know of my lifetime as Thomas A. Becket and also as Thomas More. You saw my stand for truth, for justice, and for that will of God, and what the result was of my choices. Dearest ones, how many choose the will of God over self? How many choose justice, divine reason, divine order over the chaos of what ensues when latitudes become the norm, compromise of that will becomes a standard of behavior, and the liar and his or her lie take the place of that truth of divine reason.
Donna, I'm going to call on you now to share a little bit about him.
All right. Elmoria, Chohan of the first ray of the will of God. He stands for all of the attributes of God, and he outpictured them in his lives. As Thomas Becket, he was born 1118, and through 1170 he lived. He was Lord Chancellor of England, a good friend and advisor of King Henry II. When he became Archbishop of Canterbury, foreseeing that his duties as Archbishop would inevitably conflict with the king's will, he resigned the chancellorship and against the king's wishes. December the 29th, 1170, he was brutally murdered in Canterbury Cathedral when four knights took literally what the king had said when he had remarked that he wished to be rid of the turbulent priest. Now, as Sir Thomas More, he was born 1478 and lived to 1535, the man for all seasons. In 1529, Sir Thomas More was appointed by Henry VIII, Lord Chancellor of England, and Keeper of the Great Seal. In spite of many honors, he remained sensitive to the needs of the common people. When Henry, desirous of but lacking a male heir to the throne, declared his marriage to Catherine of Aragon null, he announced the intent to marry Anne Boleyn. Since the divorce was without papal approval and directly opposite the law of the church, More refused to support the king's decision. When More refused to take the oath of supremacy, which implied the rejection of the papal supremacy and made Henry the head of the English church, More was imprisoned in the Tower of London. 15 months later, he was convicted of treason and beheaded on the Tower Hill, July 6, 1535. Affirming himself, he says, the king's good servant, but God's first. He was canonized 400 years later in 1935. Thank you.
Thank you, Donna. So what Elmoria is saying here is you can choose whether to do the will of God or your own will. And despite the fact that it was a kind of a big challenge, he was victorious. So let's go on here. Listen very carefully.
I expose a lie manifesting through any individual who seeks office in this great nation. If I were you voting for a candidate who comes before you, dearest one, and whose history is one of lying constantly to the American people, having assessed the state of affairs of this nation and of the potential of what could occur through one whose modus operandi is to lie again and again, I would urge you to consider all in this way and to make right choices in alignment with that truth, that beingness, that reverence for God first. Yes, I will be there radiating forth that fire of the will of God. And if perchance some of you desire during this debate to pray for the illumination of the minds of the American people and then to watch it later, I will be there overshining you as you invoke that will of God, invoke that divine perspective, invoke that ray of the will of God to overshine the candidates and the people asking those questions, the moderators. Watch what is transpiring between the words. Watch the carefully crafted questions. Often these are meant through the manipulation of the media itself to trip up various candidates. Be observant. Be wary. Be in alignment with the highest truth that you can conceive of by placing your faith, your trust, and your will in the faith, trust, and will of God. How can America resolve the problems of today? Many ask. Prayer, fasting, meditation, and subservience to the will of God is the answer. The media and the government of individuals who govern from the human rather than the divine perspective are not the answer, dearest one. Therefore, we adjure you to continue your vigils, your prayers, your sacrifice, your fasting, in order that the highest outcome may ensue. And when that fateful day comes, November 8th, it just may be that through the prayer of the righteous and the intercession of Almighty God, an answer to the calls of the righteous, that a higher outcome may ensue for this nation and her people.
All right, so we see that Elmoria is quite aware of the dishonesty and the governing from the human that our government is involved in. He's quite aware of the lying that has been going on by someone. He's quite aware of what we are up against. And he tells us prayer, fasting, meditation, and subservience or serving the will of God is the answer. That's why it's so important to develop your inner ear muscle, I call it. So you can talk to the your higher self and say, what do I do next? Should I do this? You'll get a yes or no as you get used to it. Or when you're putting yourself down, you'll have some help if you get used to using this muscle. Now, let me just share with you something very important that we need to know so that you'll be encouraged. Mighty victory to give us godly results if we call to him daily until the election. He has received a special dispensation to do this, and he has always been victorious. Thus, he's called Mighty Victory, and many of us have been calling to him daily. To some of you, I sent the calls that we make, those of you who asked. The Goddess of Justice and others have warned us about one of the candidates, and I think you know who it is, and being careful regarding our voting. She challenged us to get all sides of the issues and not accept what we hear via the current controlled media. In a discourse, David Lewis said that we do not always know the past lives of candidates and why they are being urged to run, have no particular background. And other intuitive sources have said that Donald Trump was once a great ruler in a past life and had agreed to step in to a governing position if required in this lifetime. I don't know how true this is, but I'm just sharing with you that that's a possibility. Other sources say that certain authorities are working behind the scenes to bring many people in our government to justice, so pray for them. A prominent journalist for WakingTimes.com says, and listen to this, people are waking up as the light descends on our planet. Secondly, independent, alternative, online media has exploded. In fact, only 6% of our population is paying very much attention to TV and printed media in the newspapers anymore because they don't trust them. They are all owned by very few of the power elite corporations. Global and local action groups are forming to reverse the sellout of our system. People are growing and sourcing organic, chemical-free food and filtering their water and refusing vaccinations. Parents who homeschool are increasing. Conversations of substance are increasing at pubs, supermarkets, and community events, making it harder for the sleeping masses to ignore uncomfortable truths. This is a report from a man, a journalist, who writes for a group called WakingTimes.com, in case you would like to look it up. There's lots of alternative news sources that I would say you could investigate. I don't say to and believe in any of them without, you know, questioning and asking God, your higher self, about them, but they're very helpful. This same writer says, the shift is not happening to us. It is happening through us. Choices guide the flow of change and transformation. Choose truth and find beauty. Choose love and embrace change. And strive to shift your gaze from the limits of darkness to the light of all that is. Did somebody have a question? I hear somebody in the background. Okay, I'm going to mute everybody again. Hold on just a minute. Okay, we will go on here for a little bit, and then I'm going to call on Lenore.
Now, Blessed One, I send forth that ray through my eyes, through this one, to each of you, to invoke within you the highest you, the greatest blue fire radiance of your own will. In alignment with God's will, I send forth this ray into your Dharma, your purpose, your mission. And this ray accentuates the highest and recalibrates for some of you the optimal, so that as you choose each day what you will do, It will be toward the fulfilling of your divine plan, your sacred mission. When you look into my eyes and perceive through my eyes the radiance of the will of God, I am there blazing forth that fire of that will into your mind, and into your heart. And as you accept the stream of this awareness, the cosmic consciousness that proceeds from the mind of God, you will have the essentials that you require for the highest choice, the greatest outcome, and the blessings of humanity and man.
Lenore, you're on.
Yes, Blue Fire Radiance. We were going to talk a little bit about what El Morya was referring to as Blue Fire Radiance and also the new Blue Wave. So Blue Fire Radiance is cosmic light that's qualified according to the first ray with its various qualities. Archangel Michael may ray forth Blue Fire Radiance as protection of the sons and daughters of God, and Hercules, God power or protection. Here, El Morya is sending a ray of cosmic light of the will of God with intensity as he looks into our eyes through the messenger's eyes. In another heart stream, El Morya said, I come this day to charge into the atmosphere of the earth and into the atmosphere of your own auric field the light of blue fire radiance from the very center point of the emanation of the will of God in the great central sun. He says that this is for the manifestation within you of the Christic and Buddhic patterns of your higher mind fused with the mind of God. Now, what is the new blue wave? El Morya says in one of his quips, my new blue wave is a cosmic surge. So this is a wave of frequencies of the new age that are even now descending from the great central sun, stepped down through Sirius, that are reaching the earth and quickening us to greater peace, freedom, enlightenment, joy, integrity. Talks about the great alchemy that we together are engaged in that involves planetary transmutation and the co-creation of a new golden crystal age, first within our own consciousness and then within the world at large. He says, as this new frequency is established and many waves continue to manifest to dispel darkness and to increase light, and the vibrancy of the Aquarian experience, you will see the renaissance that you have called forth, the quickening, the divine awakening that you have envisioned and may now accept as manifesting eternally. Pay it forward to the youth in conscious waves, for they will carry this wave far into the future for a new earth to exist here and for every nation and all peoples to receive God's will and majesty through inspired and creative opportunities flowing, glowing, and ever bestowing upon humanity eternal grace, joy, and beingness. Live in the wave even as you live in the new blue light of God. Thank you, Donna.
Thank you, Lenore. That was great, very helpful. I have to share one quick little thing. A few times when I was a little bit worried about the program tonight, I picked, after rereading this wonderful heartstring, I decided to look into El Morya's eyes. I picked a picture I had of him and looked very long into his eyes, maybe about 3 minutes. And I was so filled with confidence and love and peace that I decided I'm just going to keep this picture right here in front of me next to my computer and look at it often. I hadn't realized the depth that of his promise. So here we go.
Therefore, if you choose to make it a spiritual practice to simply gaze into my eyes and thereby into the all-seeing eye of God through my eyes, then you will have greater perception of truth, of the splendor of that will, of the glory of God's face, God's visage, God's beingness. You will have access to greater strength of character to weather the storms of life. You will have access to that deeper mindfulness that streams forth from the all-encompassing mind of the All-Buddha who is God, you will have access to the strains of your divine identity that will provide for you an impetus here, there, and everywhere to make contact with that will and to fulfill it through courage, through intrepid beingness, through a self-directed life, which is a God self-directed life. Anything less than a God self-directed life, futile, dearest one. Only when you are directed by the God light within does your life have its highest meaning, its greatest purpose, its most awesome outcome. If what you see in your life is not to your liking, then choose to change it by aligning with the will of God, seeking that will every day, every hour, through every choice that you make. And dearest ones, you have billions of choices every day, where to place your attention, where to move, what to do with your free will. If you choose through those billions of decisions to so allow God to move, live, and be through you, then it is so. And you will be amazed at the result of that decision.
All right. What I would like to share quickly here is something that most people do not understand that I think is very important. And it's the big financial battle behind the scenes of our country. Our country began as a result of money changers in the form of royalty who were taxing their subjects in Britain and elsewhere above and beyond what is fair, to the point where people were starving, poverty-stricken, fighting among themselves and doing other acts of desperation. You're familiar with the people coming over on the Mayflower, which we are going to celebrate next month. And they settled on our planet to establish freedom. Eventually, as the money changers became more powerful in the world, people from other countries all came over here to America for freedom, freedom from what they were going through in the other countries. We grew and we proudly became what people called the greatest country in the world, and we were blessed. And you know what? We didn't have income tax. That was one of the things that the people that came to our country wanted to be sure of, that we wouldn't have income tax. We were able to stay personal income tax free until the ratification of the 16th Amendment in 1913. And even then, it was limited and required a gold standard backing. When Nixon announced a new system on August 15, 1971, due to no more gold to back us up in Fort Knox, although that was hidden from us for a long time and people still think there's lots of gold there, it's not that way. Anyway, our country began to really disintegrate. And so now every dollar we spend is really only worth the paper it's printed on. The coins are worth more, actually, although they're not worth much. Our country is up to its ears in debt, and the money changers are beginning to struggle, and they're beginning to fail. Now, the Federal Reserve Bank is not owned by the United States or the government. It's a private corporation owned by what some people call the Red Shield Banks. And names of these money changers, which we first heard about in the Bible when Jesus chased them out of the temple, the money changers, if you recall that, is a closely guarded secret. But we know they include what we call the Illuminati families. They own the media and the largest enterprises on earth, including the armament factories. They think they own the world, and they almost did. This is why a number of alternative medical doctors and scientists began to disappear, and they died in the past couple of years because they did not obey the system. I heard a whole story on that recently. on Truth About Cancer series that was on online here. The current pharmaceutical-backed forces are part of it. The Monsanto GMO is part of it. The chemtrails, the airplanes, the armament, the vaccine companies, and the list goes on and on. And they have bought up all the little companies that began to grow and be successful for huge amounts of money and made the people underneath become their lackeys or their puppets, which is what's happening right now with a certain political party. Anyway, what they have said is if we don't continue to play their game with their worthless dollars, or actually they haven't said it, but we have discovered that, they will be broke. They will no longer get us to borrow huge amounts of money from them with huge amounts of interest, and so our country, which is deeply in debt, would be free again. But our country is still convinced we should follow globalism or the New World Order, or what they also call are called the Illuminati, or the powers that be, although we call them the powers that were now. There are 57 countries the Illuminati or the Red Shields want to have dependent on them. But guess what? 43 of them have left their banks, have left the Illuminati, and they have switched to another gold-backed group. Even Britain, where the Illuminati Red Shields headquarters, or are loosely headquartered, I should say, voted to exit the European Union, and other catastrophes are occurring that they don't know what to do about. China and Russia and 40 smaller countries, 40-plus smaller countries, are now aligned with a gold-backed group. It's basically Asian, and would probably welcome the U.S. into it. But the U.S. is aligned with a quickly failing Red Shield group who tried to steal gold from Libya by the Benghazi and Assyria catastrophes. Why do you think the U.S. was told to kill Gaddafi? The Illuminati wanted his gold. He would not go with them. He wanted to change. What do you think the real truth was behind our struggle with Syria? These countries have left or have tried to leave the Illuminati globalism controls, and they wanted to go to the gold standard of the gold shields. We will call them that right now, although there's other names. Now, not that the gold shields are good guys, not particularly, but they are probably better than the current Illuminati. And so this is why Hillary screams at Donald Trump for being friendly with Russia. She believes what she is told. Pray for her too, even though it may require radical forgiveness to do so. So let's go on here.
So allow God to heart stream through you, greater God consciousness, solar awareness, and the principles and values of ascended master consciousness, one with you. Yes, many make choices, hour by hour, moment by moment, either to live in the integrity of truth or to fulfill the lie of their lesser self. Dearest ones, your lesser self is the lie of that which is outside of the circle of God's being. And when you align yourself with a lie, then that lie accelerates within the world as a whole. And you should not be so displeased with others who outpicture the liar and the lie. Therefore, decree unto yourself that you will be godly, that you will be who you truly are, your highest self. Make it a daily decree and make your own affirmation, such as, I choose this day to fulfill my purpose with Moria L. I choose this day to fulfill God's will within my life. I choose this day, I opt for the highest outcome in my life. By being virtuous, by being true to my higher nature, by being God self-directed, by my true solar reality, by listening, hearing, and obeying, my inner voice, the voice of conscience, of my higher self. I choose this day to do my greatest work, to fulfill my most noble purpose in this life. If I choose not the easy path, the downward spiral of darkness, I choose the upward ascending spiral of my God presence. And in this I fulfill all that is noble, real, beautiful, and divine in my life. For I know that God lives, moves, and has his, her being within me now and forevermore. Earth One's 1 or 2 minutes of affirmation brings that affirmative action of the will of God into your life. This is the greatest affirmative action that you can engage with, affirming God in you, through you, around you, all about you.
Now I'm going to ask Sharon Wallace to share with us an affirmation and teach us make available to all of you how to do an affirmation with her. We will do them with her, whatever she chooses. Go ahead, Sharon. Sharon, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you, Donna. Yes, I choose not the easy path, the downward spiral of darkness. I really like that one. And I like the other one that he said, I choose this day, I opt for the highest outcome in my life by being virtuous, by being true to my higher nature, by being God self-directed by my true solar reality, by listening, hearing, and obeying my inner voice, the voice of conscious of my higher self. These affirmations speak to me, and they always have. This is the greatest affirmative action that I can engage in, with affirming God in me, through me, around me, and all about me. Thank you, Donna.
Okay. If you would like to say, pick out a short affirmation if you want, or shorten it a little bit, and we will all say it with you. Just tell us
okay.
What it is.
I choose this day to fulfill God's will within my life.
Perfect.
I'll say it again.
We'll say
I choose this day
to fulfill my purpose within my life.
Yes.
That's great, Sharon. I think that everybody will be so benefited if you write your own affirmation, as Elmoria said, and then say it over and over. Pick out an affirmation for your day, each day, and do it just as Sharon shared with us. Okay, thank you, Sharon. We'll go on now.
Now, Blessed Heart, I would reveal a secret of how to always be engaged with God. It is to feel yourself engaged to God, wed to Spirit, aligned with love, yoked to light. When you feel that oneness, the oneness of holy purpose manifests. When you sense and experience the unity field of beingness, and that will of God flows through you like the force the Star Wars movies flows through the one who determines to feel that flow of that light, that energy, that essence, that beingness. Therefore, feel God in yourself. And through that feeling, we'll begin to know God more deeply, more reverently, more expansively. Make it a spiritual practice. Before you open your mouth, praise and prayers. Simply be still and feel God within you. And when you feel the fire bursting forth within your heart, your threefold flame ignited by this feeling of God within you, then the expansiveness of that will of God shines forth through your visage, through your eyes, through your will yoked to God. And in that wedding, a new architecture of spirit emerges. A new blessedness of being comes forth. A new you, destined to make a difference on this planet, is born. Make your destiny real by allowing God to be where you are. This is my message. Go forth victorious, conquering your lesser self. Be the victor in all things, determined ever to be a servitor of grace and one with God. I thank you.
So what do we do now? How do we apply this class to our lives? Well, right off the top, I can say, determine God's will for you right now, every minute, every hour. Talk continually to God, inwardly and outwardly, outwardly when you're alone, inwardly when you are with others, and determine God's will for you at that moment. I sometimes, while I'm talking to somebody, will ask my higher self as I'm sitting there or listening or whatever it is, how do I answer this? What do I say? And I cannot begin to tell you how different sometimes the advice I give or the answers I give to a person turns out to be by calling on my higher self first than what I would have done in my lower self, in my lesser self. So determine God's will for you right now by developing that spiritual inner muscle in your spiritual inner ear. Portia says, know your constitution and your declaration of independence and come to my class at night. Just ask your higher self to take you there before you retire and learn from her why you live in the United States. That's one of your reasons. We learned from Dr. Modi as she put her patients, her clients in a trance, that we all came with purposes and we've been fulfilling those purposes over and over or getting better and better at it. Life after lifetime. We came to be subservient to God, most of all, to do his will. Secondly, and this goes along with what I said a few minutes ago, acquire enough food and water to last you for at least a month or longer. Now, there are a number of things you can do regarding the water. You can save one bathtub if you have an extra bathtub in your house. You can save one bathtub and be ready at the first sign of difficulty to fill that tub up, although you need to make sure it's clean and that you've covered it with possibly some waterproof tape, because if you have the drain even closed, it will still leak water and gradually be gone. You can use the water in the back of your toilet in an emergency. That's clean water, the back of the toilet, not in the toilet. So have food and water, and you can also have containers of water that you change. Walmart has very inexpensive water that you can refill any gallon containers from their water supply there, and you can keep a bunch of those filled and handy in your home. You don't have to buy the bottled water that comes in all the little bottles. That's so much waste, really. So you acquire enough food and water to last you for at least a month or longer. And remember, when the change really hits us, which means a lot of people are predicting that we may not have any electricity for a while because nobody can pay for anything and nobody is willing to do the work without some money. So there are a lot of things happening, and I can go into more if any of you want to call me. I can tell you more. But that's not the purpose of this class right now. The last thing is to pray, fast, meditate, and be subservient or in obedience to God. That's very important. Preferably learn to pray with groups who are in God's will, because there's so much more power in groups. And the masters tell us that. Pray with others. Sing with others. Singing with others is very powerful. So sing and pray with groups, such as in our broadcast, every morning. And tomorrow morning, by the way, you're going to hear a discourse from David and John the Beloved, who has some very important things to tell us. So get on the broadcast tomorrow morning. Most of you have computers. If you can borrow somebody's computer, just go to the home page of theheartcenter.org. Just hearts, plural, center.org, and you will see the place where it says connect. And you click on that, and you'll see the video come up with the place in the center, the little arrow, and you can click on that, and you'll be in the broadcast. And you can hear John the Beloved through David at that point. It'll be live, and that will be wonderful. So join us when you can. And if you need to have a phone number, stay with me afterwards, and I'll give you some phone numbers that you can use to listen on the telephone, which is, like I said, I often use. I use both in the morning whenever I can. I'm in front of my computer, my video, and if I can't be in front of it because of my schedule, I carry my phone wherever I go, and it's just a landline phone. I know that most people only have cell phones, but they work pretty well these days, and they're getting better and better. So those are the things we can apply. And if you have any questions, please stay after, because we're going to take a time now to pray and answer questions. And now I'm going to ask Marlene if you will please close this class in prayer.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Beloved El Moria, we are so grateful for this heart stream that you have given us, that we may realize that we want to choose a better economy, a better government, a better police force that responds to the people, that we may choose first within ourselves to fulfill our divine destiny by being true to our purpose, being fit and able to recognize the truth. And that we ask for divine results through intercession, mercy, grace, and holiness that emerges from that will. And we pray for the illumination of the minds of the American people for greater perception of truth, that we may have access to a greater strength of character to weather the storms of life. And we ask that we feel ourselves engaged to God, wed to spirit, and aligned with love, that we may have that sense and experience the unity field of beingness, that we may feel God in ourselves. And through that feeling, we will begin to know God more deeply, more reverently, and more expansively. May we feel this class and embody these virtues given to us from El Moria. Thank you, thank you, thank you, beloved El Moria. Amen.
And thank you, Marlene. Okay, all of you who stay with us, please join our prayer time and our answering questions and our sharing of our activities that we will share with you, opportunities. I think Barbara will do that. And the rest of you, we thank you for being with us, and we ask you to pray that you'll have a wonderful night. Goodbye to the rest of you. Okay, Barbara, if you're there, I'm going to let you start, and anybody who wants to speak must hit star 6 first. And when you're through speaking, hit star 6 again so we don't hear your background noises.
Hi, I wanted to speak. Is that acceptable? I don't know.
Please.
If I did.
What is your name?
My name is Lauren. Do you want my last name?
Sure, that would be good.
Lauren Pomerantz.
Okay.
Okay. And what I have a question about is if you can help in a logistical way direct me also. I hear about the elections, how important it is, but I also am unfamiliar with some of the things that were said. And is there any kind of website or place attention I can go in that way and hear more about what is lie, what are the lies, and any of that, anything that could be recommended to me so I can make a better decision for our country?
Yes. I'll tell you what, the best way for me to do that is if you would give me a email address.
Okay.
Send this to you. Yeah.
Okay. You could write Lauren
mm-hmm.
at Lauren Songs.
Lauren at what?
Lauren Songs. I'm the woman who wrote the Ho'oponopono and prayer that you use.
Oh, great.
I'm the one that's, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you.
We love
anyway,
that.
Anyway, so it's, thank you, Lauren at Lauren Songs, songs.com.
Okay. Now,
that
Lauren, you said your name Lauren?
That's right, that's right.
I will email you as much information.
Yes, because it's very counter, what I'm hearing is very counter a lot of the words that are out now, and
mm-hmm.
so I want to learn more.
Yes, well, I will share with you what I have learned, and then you put it on the back burner, or you pray about it and determine for yourself.
Of course, I will make my own decision. I'm not holding anyone else responsible for that, but it helps to have intelligent alternative sources to go to hear.
Sure.
Because I do feel that our country is definitely in a great divide and challenge.
Yes, certainly is.
And yep. I'm okay to star six myself, so I will mute myself again. That was my question, and asking for a little more help in finding my way.
Okay, great. That's wonderful. Thank you. Okay, do we have any more questions? Do we have any more? Barbara, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
I'm going to let you share some announcements, some community activities.
Okay, great. There is a Heart Center event coming up this Saturday, October 29th. It's a broadcast out of our Heart Center headquarters at Livingston, Montana, with a simulcast to the Twin Cities of Minneapolis, St. Paul, and Minnesota. It's entitled How to Heal Body, Soul, Heart, and Mind. Hilarion and Francesca overshine the Twin Cities with healing love. And you can call Donna or me or go on the Heart Center website and get more details about that. It's a one-day seminar that's going to be broadcast over the Internet. Then coming up are Winter Solstice Prayer Vigil, December 18th through 20th in Puerto Penasco, Mexico, entitled The Virgin of Guadalupe Calls You to Her Immaculate Heart, a Sacred Immersion in Mother Mary's Loving Presence. And then there's going to be a youth retreat in the same location, December 21st through 22nd. Winter Solstice Prayer Vigil will also be broadcast over the Internet, and you can attend over the Internet. If you need further information about either of these or other events or activities with the Heart Center, you're free to call me or Nana anytime, and we'll be happy to help you. If you have computer access, you can find out more information on the Heart Center website, heartcenter.org, under the title Events, and there's lots of information there about past events and upcoming events. There are HeartShare groups in many places around the U.S. and in some foreign countries as well that are that meet regularly or have decree services, prayer or meditation, and various other activities. So if you have any questions about that, again, you can consult the website or call Donna or me if you want more details about what's going on. There you have it.
Thank you so much.
You bet.
All right. Do we have any prayer requests tonight? Would anybody like to share something to pray for?
Donna, this is Vicki Kidd. How are you?
Hi.
I have two prayer requests.
Okay.
The first one is for a lady. Her name is Jane Goulet. She's down in Houston, Texas, in a hospital down there, and she's been suffering from very serious cancer of anus, and she has they've done a lot of chemotherapy and a lot of radiation, and she's really, really suffering. She's really in bad shape, and her family, her husband and her two children, are really having a really hard time, so we need prayers for her. And then
Yes? Let me go over something first.
Please say her name again.
Yeah.
Jane Goulet.
And you said she had cancer of the anus?
Yes.
And where is she? What hospital or what location?
I don't know what. All I know is she's in a hospital in Houston.
Hospital in Houston. Oh, my. Mm-hmm. About how old of a person is she?
Early 70s.
Okay, early 70s. Oh, my.
And they just really, really have burned her up with the radiation and made her so, so sick with the chemo. And her children and her husband are really, really just devastated right now.
Oh,
so it's really hard on the whole family.
Oh, I can imagine. Okay, I've got that down.
And then my second request is for a lady named Sarah Ocellas. And she's been having some tests done. She's had she has very serious thyroid imbalance. And
now, how do you spell her last name?
Ocellas, O-S-L-E-S, Ocellas.
Okay. O-S-L-E,
and, yes.
Okay.
And she, in doing all this testing with the internist and everything, they have found some, she said she had a very, very disastrous diagnosis. Very,
uh-huh.
very, I mean, she wouldn't say what it was because she says, I can't tell you because when I try to tell you, I can't stop crying.
Mm.
But very, very, she won't tell me what it is, but she says it's disastrous. So I think it has to do with the pancreas, I believe, from trying to get her to talk to me. So we need some prayers for her also.
Okay. How old is she?
Same age, early 70s.
Early 70s, all right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, a lot of people are suffering these. Oh, thank you, Vicki, so much for sharing these.
You're welcome.
Any other prayer requests tonight?
This is Barbara.
Hmm?
I would like prayers for the continued healing of Dinah Sackman of Jerseyville, Illinois. She was the person I subbed for this summer when she was out with breast cancer surgery, and she's had chemo, radiation, whole nine yards, and has had a radical mastectomy and whatever. And anyway, that's a lot to deal with.
Yes.
And she came back to work, but you know, this takes a long time to recuperate from all of that stuff. So.
Especially as you get older.
Yes.
What is her last name again?
Sackman, S-A-C-K-M-A-N.
Okay. Sackman. Okay, got it. Good. Okay, do we have any other prayer requests tonight?
Warren Wolfring.
Warren, yes.
I was diagnosed with a high PSA level, so I have to work on the prostate.
All right. right. We will certainly pray for your lowering of the high of the PSA level, Warren. Yes, because that could mean prostate problems.
Yeah, thanks.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Do you have any other prayer requests for other people, Warren?
Lane Burke.
Lane Burke.
Yeah, she's still the one that's working on planning her own transition.
Is she ill?
Well, she fell and broke her hip and hasn't mended well.
Okay.
And so through her rehabilitation, it hasn't gone as well as she'd like. And she's planning in a few months.
She's not thinking of committing suicide, is she?
Yes.
Oh, she is?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, all right.
She's planning her own transition, and she's picked a date. Inauguration Day.
I see. All right. There's some things that you can share with her about that, I'm sure, from the Masters. If she will let you.
Yeah, it's been difficult.
Okay. Any other prayer requests of anybody?
Well, I thought Phyllis was going to be on, but Phyllis Buehler, and she's having problems with her entire colon, you know, stomach. She doesn't know exactly what's going on, and also when she meditates, there's something that is interrupting her meditation. So.
All right.
I hope I'm giving justice to what she has in mind. But
yes.
What about Lynette Turner and her frozen shoulder?
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Phyllis just reminded me about his receptionist, Lynette McTurner. She's got what's called frozen shoulder and is working on remedying that. She was supposed to have surgery today or tomorrow, and that's off the table for right now, and she's looking into massage and some other things to do instead of the surgery. So,
okay, so we'll pray for her frozen shoulder. I know that's very painful. I had it once.
Yes, Phil too, right, yep.
Okay, good. That's Turner, is that her last name?
It's McTurner, Lynette McTurner.
McTurner, all right, good, got it.
Which one is it, Philip?
Left
shoulder, okay.
Shoulder, okay. Frozen left shoulder. Okay, I've got it. Any other requests tonight?
Yes, this is Dwayne. And something that's really been big on my heart is the political prisoners who are standing for truth and exposing the truth, and whether they're in prison or whether they are having to hide out or whatever, but these great souls of light who are being separated from their loved ones and who are really doing a great service to our planet and life, that they and those who are held in prisons and so on. So just for their peace, their protection, and those who are, you know, maybe tied to WikiLeaks, who are just exposing a lot of truth, for their protection and their peace and
the whistleblowers.
Yes, God's highest outcome for them.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I'm sure some of you saw or heard of the movie Hillary's America, where Dinesh D'Souza, he produced that movie. It didn't play, you know, to packed houses, but it did play around a lot of theaters, and now it's available by video. And in it, he tells how he became a political prisoner in a way. He had been talking and preaching to people about the inadequacies and the lies that he had discovered in the Democratic Party. He'd been talking and revealing a lot of stuff about Hillary, and the Democratic Party and other people involved in our government. And as a result, when he accidentally gave too much money to a particular candidate, he was arrested for donating to an election illegally. And he was put in jail for several months for doing that. And it was instigated, he found out, by the DNC, or maybe by Hillary or somebody under her. That's what he says. So if you ever see it, it's very interesting because he learns all these things while he's in prison about how the system works. And he studies it, and he's able to study at great length what's going on in our government. And he comes up with this movie, Hillary's America, which is quite astounding when it gives the background history of our, especially of our Democratic Party, and how it has been so full of, so lacking in integrity. Anyway, that's another example. And there are other examples of whistleblowers out there. There is one right now who I just saw on one of the alternative medias online, a man who had been hired by Chelsea Clinton to straighten out the Clinton Foundation. And he found so many problems with it, and he didn't know what to do, and he started to get in trouble from them. And I don't know the whole story except that he asked for asylum in Russia because he wants to get out of the country quick before they do something to him, because he can't lie. He doesn't want to lie or cover up for them. So I hope he's safe. I can't think of his name right now, but we can pray for all the whistleblowers.
Donna?
Yes.
Yeah, I read about him also. He was hired to be the CEO of the Clinton Foundation at one time, and Chelsea asked him to do an audit because she was concerned about irregularities, and he found so much stuff that it was kind of overwhelming, and he quit in December 2015, but he's been hiding out this
mm-hmm.
year. And you're right, he believes that his life is in danger now.
Right. Well, I just saw today, and I know this video has been around to a lot of people, but there were four people that have died since June through the early August that were all associated with the Clinton Foundation or with the Clintons in one way or another, that were coming forth with the truth and or were testifying at trials that with things that would have harmed or hurt the Clinton situation. So
there's also the reporter that is been threatened with many years of prison for reporting on the Standing Rock pipeline situation.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of stuff going on. We don't begin to know all of it, and there isn't even enough time to find it all online. But let me tell you about one other thing real quick. I was so surprised to read about, in one source, about Hillary's clone, that she had a clone. And then I got to thinking, well, they've cloned sheep and animals for a long time. Surely the powers that be, or were, can have cloned people then. They just wouldn't say anything. So I looked up cloning. I Googled cloning. You wouldn't believe what I found out about cloning. I even found a place where it tells you how to do it. And, of course, it's a long process, but it's not that long. The clones are made in as little as 350 to 400 days, and they can be made exactly the same as the person and puppetized or downloaded to do certain things. They don't have souls. It's just absolutely dumbfounding what's out there. And, of course, I've told you about the employee I had that was under remote neural monitoring, mind control. So, and he still is under that, and we're hoping it'll be over after the election. So there's some horrendous things going on that the powers that were are still hanging on to for dear life and trying to maintain their power. So we can pray all about that. Thank you, Dwayne, for bringing political prisoners up. That's very important. And we can add that other to it. So, Barbara, why don't you go ahead and assign people for the prayers?
Okay. Let's see. Who all do we have left here? We've got Donna Dregan, are you still here?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Donna Dregan, Donna Korth, Gwen, myself. Are there any other prayer team people here? Sharon, are you still here?
She's probably gone to bed.
Okay. All right. Well, there's at least four of us. So let's see, I'm counting here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay. Well, Donna Korth, why don't you take Vicki Kidd's two requests?
Okay.
Jane Goulet and Sarah O'Sellis.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see. And Donna Dregan, why don't you take Dinah Sackman in Jerseyville, Illinois, the one breast cancer, and Warren Wallring, high PSA level.
Okay.
And, okay, so that's Donna D. And I will do Phyllis Bueller and Lynette McTurner. And then, Dwyn, I'll let you, since this is, you brought it up and this is obviously very dear to your heart, I'll let you do the final one for all the whistleblowers and political prisoners, okay?
And somebody needs to take Lane Burke.
Lane Burke. Oh, that's with Donna.
Yep, and committee and thinking of suicide.
You want me to take that?
Yeah, that's part of Warren Walring's request. So.
Okay.
So, Donna, you've got Vicki Kidd's two requests. Donna Regan, you've got Dinah Sackman, Warren Walring's request, and then I've got Phyllis Bueller, Lynette McTurner, and then Dwyn's got the whistleblowers and political prisoners, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Go take it away, Donna.
Okay. In the name of the Father, the Mother, the Son, the Daughter, and the Holy Spirit, we call to the entire spirit of the universal great brotherhood right now, to all cosmic beings who love us, Christic Buddhic selves, the elementals, and the nine choirs of angels of the Most High God. Particularly, we call to El Moria and Archangel Michael and his archangels and all those that work with us regularly of our sponsored masters. And we pray tonight for the healing or the, I should say, the spiritual uplift, especially for Jane Goulet, who has cancer in her lower colon and in the anus area, is in a hospital in Houston, and her family, who is devastated. We pray for this dear lady that you would give her relief of her pain and give her family relief of this devastation and help her to deal correctly with what's happening in her life. I got to let my dog out here real quick. And help her to understand and review those things that she needs to review and deal with at this time in case her time is short. Help her to look forward to her spiritual transition that may be coming. We don't know. But if not, we do pray for her healing. And we call to the healing angels to help her deal with this situation. We call for Sarah Oslis, and the thyroid problems and the disastrous diagnosis that she recently had, which could be something with her pancreas, and she's so devastated that she can't even talk about it. We pray for the uplifting of her soul and her spirit at this time. May she rejoice and be happy in whatever she can learn through this experience, and may she be free of pain and free of worry, and help her to have the strength to complete what she's here to do and her reason for being. And we pray this for all people who are ill on the planet at this time, especially for all light bearers, sentient beings, children of God, the seventh root race, the youth, the newborn babes and the unborn babes that are coming. We pray for their protection and their healing.
In the name I Am That I Am, we call upon Mother Mary, Raphael, Hilarion, Lady Francesca, Jesus and Magda, and the healing angels, to please help Diana Sackman, having had breast cancer, surgery, radical mastectomy. Please surround her with love and caring, and let her be peaceful and accept quietly that she will get better, slowly, but that she will get better. Give her encouragement, daily encouragement. Help her along the way. We ask this in the name I am that I am. In the name I am that I am, we call for the healing angels, Hilarion, Lady Francesca, Mother Mary, Raphael, Jesus, and Magda, and all of the healing angels to surround Warren. And please lower his PSA and help him be able to manifest complete recovery, and help him with his diet if that will help. Anything that will help, please give him that information. Lead him to that information that will help him and others that have been helped, that have had the same problem. Keep his spirits high and let him always know that he is loved constantly by his friends and everyone. In the name, thank you. And we call, please, for all of the Ascended Masters, the Deliverance Angel, to please work with Lane Burke, who is planning her suicide indirectly, who thinks that she doesn't need to live any longer. Please help her with her encouragement and help her understand that even though she has had a broken hip, that hopefully it will mend in time, and hopefully it will. But please give her strength to weather the terrible thoughts that are coming through her head. And please be able to help her with her friend Warren Walring, that he can give her encouragement. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Blessed Mother Mary, Archangel Raphael, near healing angels, beloved Lady Master Maita, Servatus, near twin flame, Hilarion and Francesca, and all the Emerald Ray Masters, please radiate your loving energy into Phyllis Bueller. We call especially to Cyclopean and Virginia to help her get accurate diagnosis for her colon and stomach issues, and to her beloved Kuan Yin, Goddess of Mercy, to transmute the cause and core of her blockage when she attempts to meditate, to remove the blockage and to help her move forward with her meditation and be successful. We surround her in emerald green healing light and help her find the most beneficial activities, treatments, diet, whatever is required, what combination will help her the most, illumine her mind and heart, and help her move forward with confidence, knowing that God desires only good for her, that she will find new purpose and renewed energy to keep on keeping on. We also call for the guidance and protection of Lynette McTurner with her frozen left shoulder. Help her be open to all the treatments that will benefit her at this time to have improved health and mobility, to give her courage and to allay her fears and help her feel your love. We are grateful, dear God, for your all of your love surrounding each of us. And we accept these healings according to thy holy will, wisdom, and love. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the I Am That I Am and our Holy Christ Buddha Self, we call you, beloved Archangel Michael, and faith, and all the seven archangels and seven beloved mighty.
Hello?
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 Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Hello? We call you, beloved Archangel Michael, and your legions of light to encircle all political prisoners, including Julian Assange, Edward Snowden, Brady Manning, and all others who have been held prisoners, all whistleblowers who are working for the truth and the light. We call for the clearing of the way for truth to go through the media and for souls to find alternative media if they are not finding it within the general news media. We call for wisdom, discernment, and understanding of the American people so that they may have a clear connection with their own God presence and be able to discern that which is coming forth of truth and that which is of the liar and the lie. Beloved Secretary of Virginia, beloved Portia, Goddess of Justice, come forth to assist all. We call for the encirclement of all political prison camps anywhere on the earth that God justice may come forth. We call for the protection of all doctors and New Age healing health practitioners, that they may have the freedom to go forth to bring forth this new healing awareness for all souls on this planet, that there may be no interference with this from government levels of any kind, and for the alternative ways to come forth clearly and be in the hands and the consciousness of all mankind, that they may learn of the natural way of wholeness and healing within body, mind, soul, and spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, everybody. And now, since it's a little past 9:30, we will go. But I want to thank everyone that stayed on with us. And feel free to call any of us. Barbara and I have our numbers on the letters that went out. And you can feel free to call us at any time with questions or send your question to heartfriends.org. And address it to any one of the ladies that you heard from tonight, Lenore or Dwyn or Marlene or Donna or Sharon. There's another one named Cindy who's not with us tonight. But
Marlene also.
I mentioned Marlene. And anyone that you have heard tonight, feel free to contact us by going to heartfriends.org or call us at the phone numbers we have on our invitation that we send out. And there are a number of numbers that you can use called rewired numbers. And if you'd like to know how to call in, that most of these numbers are on the second invitation that went out by emails. They're on the bottom of the page that tells you the song and the prayer. At the bottom of that, you can hear our morning broadcast live every day at 7 a.m. Mountain Time, 8 a.m. Central Time, 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And I guess it's earlier than that, Pacific Time, isn't it? 6 a.m. Pacific Time. Anyway, the numbers are all there. So if you have any question about that or have trouble, give us a call and we will help you. Thank you, everybody, for being on. And we will discuss and decide what we're going to do for November, because our last Thursday of the month is on Thanksgiving. So we'll have to come up with an alternative plan or maybe change it and just do it in December.
Okay.
Good night, everyone.
Night.
Bless you all.
Good night.
Night.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.